I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Tuesday morning, the 22nd of April, 2025, and this is your friend Angus Bucket with a thought for the day. We start off in the book of Luke, chapter 3, and I'm not going to read that chapter. I would like you to read it, but basically that whole chapter is the family tree of our Lord Jesus Christ, starting from verse 23. Luke chapter 3, verse 23. Now, Jesus himself began his ministry at about 30 years of age, as being the son of Joseph, the son of Heli, the son of Matat, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi. I'll stop there. Do you know that that family tree goes all the way back, right back? You'll see in verse 37, the son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, and the son of God. That is the family tree of our beloved Lord Jesus Christ. If you go to the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5, the Lord says himself, Jesus, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. I'm talking today about the family tree. Maybe you're sitting there and you're saying, Angus, I'm an orphan. I don't have any family. Maybe your family has rejected you. Maybe your family has died and you feel that you have got nothing. I want to tell you that if you are a born-again Christian, you are not an orphan. You are a son or a daughter of the living God. Family trees are important to people. I think maybe I've told you before. My family comes from Scotland. My mother, her mother was a Livingston. Have you ever heard of David Livingston? Of course you have. Well, she came from the west coast of Scotland. That's where David Livingston comes from. I would like to believe that I'm related to that man who abolished, who was partly responsible for abolishing the slave trade in Africa. My dad's mother was a Finney. Her maiden name was Finney. Have you heard of Charles Finney, the great American revivalist who won many, many souls to Christ? That's my family. I don't know whether it's direct or not. It doesn't matter. But ultimately, and more importantly, I am a child of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. My sins have been forgiven. I've got a family tree, a future that I can look forward to. What about you? Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, today I am sorry that I think I'm an orphan. I am not an orphan. I am a son of the living God. I'm a daughter of the living God. That is my inheritance. And when I get home, you're not going to say to me, welcome, friend. You're going to say, welcome home, son or daughter of the living God. That's something to look forward to. God bless you and goodbye.